Fine, so we wanted to see a little bit of the Ritva, number one on the sheets. Let's just quickly recap what we saw last time. We saw in the Gemara there were three opinions. There was Rabbi Yochanan, there was Reish Lakish, and there was Levi. So let's first work out what they agree on and then what they disagree on. Everybody agrees on one thing, and that is
it's us on the Sabbath day.
That Sukkah at least is Asa on the 7th and the 8th. That's unanimously agreed upon. Oh. With regard to Lulav and Esrog, there were three opinions. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was that on the 7th it's Asa, the whole day. Reish Lakish's opinion was that it's Mutta on the 7th day as soon as you've done the mitzvah. And Levi's opinion is that no, it's actually also on the 8th, just like Sukkah. So the Gemara explained, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that their machlokes is, up till when is the haktza'ah? When you are makta it, when you removed it from your mind. So Reish Lakish says you are makta it for the mitzvah. As soon as the mitzvah is finished, which is the 7th day in the morning, the mukta automatically disappears. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the haktza'ah was for the days. How many days is that? 7. We'll get to Levi in a minute. Says the Gemara, what about Sukkah? So why is Sukkah all of a sudden us until the 8th? So the Gemara says, Migu. Because Sukkah is Muktzah Bein Hashmoshois, meaning the 7th going into the 8th, what we call the 7 till 7:30 slot. So once it's Muktzah Bein Hashmoshois, it's Muktzah the whole day. Whereas Esrog is not mukta during Bein Hashmoshes of the 7th day going into the 8th. If it's not mukta Bein Hashmoshes, then obviously it's no reason that it should be mukta during the 8th day. So if you remember, we discussed last time that, what does that mean? Why indeed is it not mukta during Bein Hashmoshes of the 7th day? After all, if you are makta it for the entire day, the entire 7th day, when is the end of the 7th day? We don't know exactly. Therefore, misofik, we'll have to assume until the end of Bein Hashmoshes, till 7:30. So therefore, actually, it was mukta Bein Hashmoshes. So how can the Gemara say it's not mukta? It is mukta. So Tosfos says, have a look at what I wrote early on in the Masechet in Daf Yud Amud Beis. So we had a look there, and we saw a very, very big yesod. Tosfos says that it's true, but the principle of migu only applies when the reason why it's mukta is because it might well be the new day. If it might well be the new day, for example, on a regular Shabbos, tomorrow night in Mitzvah Hashem, all of our mukta becomes mukta at what time? At Shkia. Why? Why at Shkia, Bein Hashmoshes? Because it might be the new day, it might be Shabbos. Not that it might be Friday. If it's Friday, it's not mukta, there's no mukta on Friday. The concern is that maybe it's Shabbos. If it's Asa during Bein Hashmoshes because it might be the new day, then it remains that way during the entire duration of that day. Whereas over here, why is the Esrog Mukta Bein Hashmoshes 7th going into the 8th? Not because the Bein Hashmoshes might be the new day.
Doesn't have a usage.
Rather because it might be the old day, day 7. It's not Mukta because of day 8. Why is it not muktzah because of day 8? Because there's no mitzvah of Esrog on day 8. That's called muktzah machmas yoim she'ovar. You're not going to be muktzah today because last night, Bein Hashmoshes, there was a concern that maybe it was still yesterday. Well, yesterday is not today. And if you remember, we discussed the guy who has hummus in his fridge. Day after Pesach, would it be muktzah, would it not be muktzah, etc., etc., etc. Now, moving over to Levi's opinion. What does Levi hold? Levi says that not only is the Sukkah also on day 8, and remember we said that the Sukkah really is Ra'u Bein Hashmoshes, Why is it a fitting? Why is it usable on Bein HaShmoshes? Because you might need to sit in it. You don't use an Esrog Bein HaShmoshes. Why not? Seventh day, because you've already been Makayim the Mitzvah in the morning. But the Sukkah, if you want to eat a meal, you're going to have to eat in the Sukkah now. So you might really need the Sukkah. The Sukkah is therefore considered usable, and therefore it's Muktzah Bein HaShmoshes and Muktzah for the whole day. Comes along Levi and says, not only is it Muktzah, not only is Sukkah us on the eighth day, but so too Esrog. So if you remember, we saw a little Tosfos, the fourth Tosfos on the page, Esrog. Tosfos says, why? One word, de gozar. It's Xerah. De gozar Esrog otu Sukkah. Which means that essentially, technically, he really agrees to who? He agrees to Rabbi Yechonah. Meaning, if you were to ask Levi, when really should this Muktzah expire, what would he tell you when it comes to Esrog? End of the 7:30, at the end of the day. So if that's the case, if you really agree to Rabbi Yechanan, well, why are you disagreeing with him? Rabbi Yechanan said the Esrog is Mut on the 8th, and you're saying it's Os on the 8th. So it takes just one word. It's a Gzeira. What does a Gzeira always mean? That technically, really, it should be 100% mutter. But we want to avoid confusion. It's a gzeira. What's the gzeira? If we say that the Esrog is mutter on the 8th, then people make the mistake and think that what? That Sukkah is also mutter on the 8th, and it's not. So make it gzeira. A gzeira Esrog because of Sukkah. So really, it's true there are three separate opinions over here. But essentially there are really two opinions. In other words, if you would ask Levi, all said and done, when is the Haktza'ah of the Esrog until? What would he tell you?
End of the seventh day.
End of the seventh day. He agrees to Rabbi Yechonah. He doesn't disagree. Ah, if it's till the end of the seventh day, then why are you telling me that the Esrog is also on the 8th? Ah, that's for a technicality, because it's a gzeira because of Sukkah. And Rabbi Yechonan does not hold of that gzeira. So there's a tiny little machlokas whether you do or you don't make the gzeira. But with regard to the muktzah, everybody agrees, both Rabbi Yechonan and Levi, that you're maktzeh it for 7 days. The other opinion is Rish Lakish. And Rish Lakish says you're not maktzeh for 7 days, rather you're maktzeh it for the mitzvah. If the mitzvah finishes on the seventh day in the morning, well then, game over. It's all over. That was basically a brief synopsis of what we learned, what we saw last time. So let's have a look. We're not going to learn all of it, but part of the Ritzvah number one on the sheets. Says the Ritzvah. Now again, I've tried to underline and bold the important parts, but it's a Rishon, we have to learn every word carefully. Oma Rabbi Yechanan Esrog B'Shvi'i Osel, as opposed to Rish Lakish. Pirish, what does that mean? It's Osa. Osa to do what? Osa Ba'achila. It's Osa to eat. Afal Pi, even though Shekvar Yotza Bo. Even though you have already been yetzer the mitzvah, v'nigmar mitzvah, so the mitzvah therefore has finished, but nonetheless, it's also for the entire duration of the day. But bishmini muteres. But on the 8th, it's muta. That's opinion number one. V'resh lakish, underlined, omar, that no, esrog afilu bishvi'i is muteres, as we saw in Rashi and Tosfos, it doesn't mean first thing on the seventh day. What does it mean? On the seventh day, after you've been mekayim the mitzvah. V'kulhu, and all of them, moidu, they all admit, the sukkah b'shmini asura. Important word, moidu. What's that got to do with Chanukah? Like we said, the word moidim and hoidah means both to thank, but also to admit. As Rabbi Yitzhak Hutner points out, every thanking is based on an admission. If I thank you for lending me money, what I'm saying is I admit that you had cash and I didn't have cash and you were able to help me. I therefore move on, and I thank you for doing so. So v'kol hu moidu, they all admit the sukkah b'shmini asura. So for the machlokes, it's not with regard to sukkah, the machlokes is only with regard to esrei. Okay. So far, we've just stated what the machlokes is, but we haven't explained it. V'tama de Rabbi Yochanan. What is now the reasoning behind Rabbi Yochanan? Be'esrog she'osa b'shvi'i. Why indeed is the esrog osa on shvi'i? Kuloi, the entire day. The answer is, as we saw in the Gemara, Porish Talmuda, the Gemara explains, Mishum, because de la kula yoima is katsoi. The muktzah is not for the mitzvah, the muktzah is for the day. Veloi mitzar bishmini, however, but the esrog does not become osa on the eighth day as well. Mishum de esrog, kiven deloi chazia lebein hashmoshes, seeing as it is not fitting for usage during bein hashmoshes, as we said, because you've already been mekayim the mitzvah, loi iskatsoi leshmini. If there's no migu, migu always means, by definition, it was mukta bein hashmoshes. It therefore remains that way. But an esrog is jolly well not mukta bein hashmoshes. Aval sukkah. When it comes to sukkah, however, dechazia lebein hashmoshes deshvi'i hanichnas leshmini. The sukkah is indeed mukta during bein hashmoshes of the seventh, going on to the eighth. Therefore, we have the famous migu principle. Migu diskatsoi lebein hashmoshes iskatsoi lekulei yoima. Now, the Ritva explains to us a little bit more what about the principle, what is this principle of mukta and migu diskatsoi? Vahata'am. What is the reasoning behind this whole concept of mukta? Mishum. Tichsev gabe Shabbos v'yomtev. It says in the Torah with regard to Shabbos v'yomtev, one word, v'heichinu. How do we translate v'heichinu? They shall prepare. You have to prepare in advance of Shabbos and Yom Tov. What does that mean? Sheyehei choyl, that your weekday should be mechin leShabbos mibo'od yoyim. Your weekday should prepare fully for Shabbos. What does it mean mibo'od yoyim? When it's still day. Meaning, everything should be ready and organized during the weekday in preparation for Shabbos. Samuch Rabbonon. What does Samuch Rabbonon mean? We know we have the word like asmachta, to lean. Samuch Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon leaned. What does that mean, they leaned? Very often we find that there is an Issa, which is essentially the Rabbonon, and Chazal quote a posuk to back it up. Now what does that mean? If they're quoting a posuk, then clearly it's a principle min ha-Torah. And not midrabanon. And if it's midrabanon, then obviously it's not a pasuk. The answer is, we have the principle, and we've seen this a number of times, called an asmachta. What does that mean, an asmachta? It's essentially a rabbinic principle. They don't derive it from the pasuk, but they lean on a pasuk. What does that mean, they lean on a pasuk? It's based on a pasuk, but it's not derived from there. In other words, if you have a principle in the Torah called Veheichinu, everything has to be prepared. So that technically means, obviously, you must cook in advance and do all your malachas in advance. Comes along Rabbanon, and they lean on this posuk and they extend it slightly. Not as translation of the posuk. It's a purely rabbinic principle. It's not translation of the Torah at all. Min ha-Torah, the concept of mukta, doesn't exist, no such thing. The Rabbonon created this concept called mukta, but they didn't come out of the blue. They're basing it, not translating it, but they're basing themselves. That's what I mean. Somuch Rabbonon. The Rabbonon leaned on that, lemesar, to prohibit mukta b'Shabbos b'yomtev. Imloi hoyoloi hochein. If it wasn't indeed, what does hochein mean? If it wasn't prepared, mib'oid yoim mamish. If it wasn't absolutely ready. So remember the example we mentioned yesterday or the other day? an animal is a non-usable item. On Shabbos, there's nothing you could do with it because the only thing you could do with the animal is eat it, but you can't as long as you haven't shechted it, and you can't shecht on Shabbos. So imagine this animal would become shechted on Shabbos somehow. So what would you want to suggest? You could eat it. And min ha-Torah, indeed that is the case. What did Chazal say?
Nope.
But no, this was not fully ready on the onset of Shabbos, and therefore it remains out of bounds. Again, it does not mean that this is translation of the word veheichinu. It's based on that. Once the Torah says you got to prepare everything before Shabbos, which merely means get all the malachas done, so Chazal said they extended that, and they said, midrabanan, anything that wasn't ready, for whatever reason, and it became so on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, it's too bad. It has to be prepared beforehand. And that's what it means. Again, Samuch, the last word on the line. Samuch Rabbonon, Rabbonon leaned. They based themselves on this principle of Heichinu. Lemesar, from the word Osur, to forbid. Muktzah b'Shabbos b'Yom Tov. Im loy, hoya, loy, hochein. If it didn't have preparation, mib'oid, yoim, mamish. From absolute Erev Yom Tov. Afal pi, even though even though it was prepared on Shabbos itself or on Yom Tov itself. Come along, Chazal, and they say, I'm very, very sorry, that's not good enough. It's no use having it prepared on Shabbos or Yom Tov because the Muktzah principle tells us that all has to be ready by when? Before Shabbos. That is the basic principle of Muktzah. And the reason why the Ritva adds that one word, mamish. What does that mean? It has to be read in mib'oyid yoim mamish. What's he stressing that word for? As opposed to what?
A second later. When it's
been as opposed to Bein HaShmoshes. Bein HaShmoshes, what is Bein HaShmoshes? The answer is we don't know. It's a suffix. So imagine if this animal got shechted during Bein HaShmoshes. What would we say? Sorry, Muktzah. Why? Because it has to be ready before the day mamish. Once it entered Bein HaShmoshes, that's it, game over.
Mibod Yom, too. You're saying it's the equivalent of saying Mibod Yom, right?
Right, but he's stressing mamish means it's got to be absolutely by day, not sophic. Okay, based on that explanation of Esra, of Muktzah, we can now understand. Hilkoch Sukkah, with regard to Sukkah Shehuktzis Lemitzvosa, which is indeed Muktzah for the mitzvah Yoim Shvi'i Bein HaShmoshes, meaning until 7:30, seventh day evening. What does that mean? Loi Hoya Lishmini Hochein Miboid Yoim, which means come the 8th, it was not ready. From Erev 8th, when did it become appropriate? When did it become usable? Only on the 8th. But Bein HaShmoshes is out of bounds. Well, I'm very sorry to tell you. Therefore, Vanessa, L'chol HaYom, therefore it's also the whole day. Aval Estrog, D'loi Chazi L'Bein HaShmoshes. Estrog, which is not usable Bein HaShmoshes, as we said, because you've already been Mekayim the Mitzvah in the morning. We'll soon see perhaps another explanation. Nistalko. What does the word Nistalko mean? Removed. Nistalko haktsaso, the muktzah is removed when mib'oid yoim shel shmini. Indeed, erev shmini, v'huchana l'shmini, which means it was prepared for shmini. Because bein hashmoshes, what is inbounds or out of bounds? It was inbounds. V'lefichach muteres. Fine. Now, v'hoda kama Rabbi Yochanan, that which Rabbi Yochanan told us, d'loi chazia l'bein hashmoshes, what does that actually mean when you say that the esrog was not appropriate, was not usable between 7 and 7:30 on the seventh day? Afal gav, even though this is l'chayra a little bit problematic, the svirale l'kulei yoimei iskatsoi. Surely he told us that the muktzah is for the entire duration of the days. Which days is that?
Seven.
When does the seventh day end? After Ben Hashmoshes. So how can you tell me, remember we discussed this last time, how can you tell me that on the seventh day, at the end of the seventh day during Ben Hashmoshes, it is not Chazya, it is Chazya, it is what? It is not Muktzah. I'm sorry. It is Muktzah. Because once you are Muktzah, the Esrog, from the outset, for all 7 days, that includes 7 days, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 5, 6, 7, until 7:30. So he says, Yesh lefarish dvorim kipshuton. You could explain this matter in a very simple sense. No. De medina loy iskatsoi esrog lekolayim hashvim. That actually the esrog is not muktzah for the entire seventh day. Why not?
What is
the medina? By din. Din is that this is not muktzah, the esrog is not muktzah all 7 days. Why? Till the end of the seventh day. Given the nofik bay. What does the nofik bay mean? Because you've been yoitzah b'shachris, in the morning. And if that's the case, v'su, after that, b'lei tzorach, you don't need it anymore.
It's like Reish Lakish here. Isn't he saying the same thing as Reish Lakish?
Yeah, so what's he saying? But it's not exactly the same as Reish Lakish. Why? Reish Lakish tells you that when is the haktzah until? It depends on the fulfillment of the mitzvah. If you fulfill the mitzvah at 8 o'clock in the morning, then at 8:01, this esrog is not muktzah. Rabbi Yechon disagrees.
Right.
And Rabbi Yechon holds that what?
All day.
All day. What does all day mean? L'chayre, including Ben Hashmoshes. That was the question. Says the Ritzvah, no, but even he agrees that essentially there's no good reason for it to be muktzah the entire duration of the day. Because I've got nothing to do with it. So it's true that if I muktzah it for the day, it becomes osa during the day. But it seems technically, once I've been mekayim the mitzvah, there is no more reason for it to become muktzah. Why? Because v'su lo yitzorich, I have nothing to do with it anymore. Therefore, we will say that there is no principle of migul. Now, 1 second. We bump into a technical problem over here. Let's rewind the clock. 7 o'clock on the night of the 6th. Going into the 7th. 7 o'clock till 7:30, Bein Hashmoshes of Yoim 6, going into Yoim 7. During that half an hour, going into the 7th, do you agree to me that the esrog is muktzah? Yes, because you need it tomorrow morning. It's muktzah Bein Hashmoshes. So 1 second, why don't we say, Migu de iskatsoi, seeing as this esrog was muktzah last night. When last night?
Bein
Hashmoshes 6 going into 7. It will therefore, by definition, be muktzah continuously the whole day.
All day the 7th.
All day the 7th. I don't care. Couldn't care less that you've already been yoitzah your mitzvah. And therefore, this esrog is no longer allocated for a mitzvah. But if it was muktzah Bein Hashmoshes last night, won't it automatically remain that way all day, come what may?
Maybe as long as you have a use for it, maybe.
But that's the principle of migu. Migu tells you that irrespective of any change that happens during the day, totally irrelevant, like the animal got shechted.
Right.
The animal got shechted, which means there's undergone a change. The answer is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. I couldn't care less what it is now. Rather, I care what it was last night.
That's the Ripple's idea. We've not met this idea before. We started off with the beginning of Yontif, and we said that it's muktzah for all 7 days.
Yes, yeah, so each day has a muktzah and Bein Hashmoshes. Day 1 into day 2, 2 into 3, 3 into 4. So l'chayra, so too, 6 into 7. If you phone up your Rav at 7:15, on the sixth night going into the seven, I'll tell you it's muktzah. Why is it muktzah? Because it's still needed for a mitzvah. When? Tomorrow morning. Ah, well, once it's muktzah ben hashmoshes, game over. Whatever happens after, it's irrelevant. Says the Ritva, no. Velek, and the new paragraph. Velek le meisri. We cannot possibly asa the esrog. Kule shvi'i, the entire seventh. Migudi skatzoi le ben hashmoshes iskatzoi le kule yoimo. Maybe we should start the migu going from last night already. Kedasovri, as indeed there are some who hold miktsas rabbonon. There are some rabbonon who hold that. In other words, when we learn the Gemara for the first time, and Rabbi Yochanan tells us the esrog is muktzah until when? End of the seventh. Now, I understand Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, it's muktzah on the seventh. You shake your esrog, you finish with it, why should it be muktzah? It's all over. What is the real answer to that question? The answer is no, because the haktzah was not for the mitzvah, for the days. What does that mean for the days? Says the Ritva, there were some who explained that what that means is that Rabbi Yochanan turns round to Rish Lakish and he says, you know something? You're 100% right, but you're 100% wrong. Meaning what? You're right that it's only muktzah until when?
After the mitzvah.
After the mitzvah, 8 o'clock in the morning. But 1 second, there's no such thing as a muktzah for half a day. Because Reb Shlakish, was in muktzah last night? Ben Ashmashes? Yes. Game over. That's how some explain Rabbi Yochanan's position. And the Ritva says, that first word in the paragraph, Veleka. It's not true. And that's what he says over here as well. Kedasavri miktsas rabbanon, it's true. There are some who explain that Dahainu time with Rabbi Yochanan. Some who explain that that is the reasoning behind Rabbi Yochanan. Dahai leisa klal. I'm sorry to tell you, that is absolutely not the case at all. Leisa means it isn't. It isn't true. It isn't true. That is not the logic behind Rabbi Yochanan. Do you know why? Deloy itmar hai taima. Because we have only ever learned this principle called what? Migu. Elo b'shabes v'yomtev. Everything has to be ready for Shabbos by when? Prior to Ben Hashmoshes. And if it isn't, game over. Everything has to be ready with regard to Yom Tov before Ben Hashmoshes. And if it isn't, game over. 1 second. The seventh day of Yom Tov, of Sukkot, is that Shabbos or Yom Tov? No, it's Chol, Chol HaMoed. There's no din of Vehechinu when it comes to Chol HaMoed. And therefore, there's no principle of Migul. Therefore, don't tell me that because it was muktzah on the night of the seventh, it remains that way the whole day. No, as the Ritva introduced for us, this whole principle of migu is based on veheichinu. Veheichinu applies for Shabbos and Yom Tov, not for weekday. That's what he says now. Deloy itmar haitaima. Because we never learned this principle of veheichinu and migu. Elo. For Shabbos, for Yom Tov, mitama. The reason being, the hachana. It needs to be all ready and prepared. The ba'u hachana mibo'id yom. It all needs to be prepared from before the early before day. Kuda omron, as we stated before. Avaloi b'shvi, but not with regard to the seventh day. Shehu chol. What does that mean? It's chol.
It's not
Shabbos. It's Chol HaMoed. V'loi boi hochein miboi d'yoim. It doesn't need to be prepared all by Erev seventh day. No. Elo shekol shebo loi hochein. as soon as the hochein, as soon as the preparation arrives, whenever it may be, muta. V'hainu d'loy nokit b'tayma d'Rabbi Yochanan. And that's why we never said, with regard to the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan, be'esrug sha'asura b'shvi'i, we never said it's din migu. What did the Gemara say with regard to Sukkah? Why is Sukkah asur on the Shmini? Because of the migu. If it was asur on the 7th, going into the 8th, Ben HaShmoshes is asur the whole day. But we never said, the Ritva points out, that that's why the Esrog is asur on the Shvi'i, because of the migu of the 6th going into the 7th. Kedanokit b'sukkah b'shmini, as we did indeed mention this migu principle with regard to Sukkah, the answer is Shehu Yom Tev. Because Sukkah on the 8th day is what? Is Yom Tev. Oh, if it's Yom Tev, then there really does apply the principle of migu. But with regard to Esrog, what do you want to say? Migu, it was us on the night of the 7th, 6th going into the 7th, it's muktzah the whole day, no such principle. So what did the Gemara say the reason behind Rabbi Yochanan? The nokit taima. Rather, we mentioned the reasoning, be'esrog mishum delokula yoima iskatsa'i. That when initially he was maktzah it, for the entire 7 days. Don't try and attempt to explain that he was makted only for the mitzvah, which means essentially it expires on the 7th morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. However, it remains muktzah all day because of the migu. Says Ritor, that is simply not true. Why is it not true?
7th day is chol.
Because the 7th day is chol. And the 7th day is chol, there is no principle of migu. And if there's no principle of migu, it's only muktzah for as long as it's muktzah, but not afterwards. That's why the Gemara had to say that the reason why it's muktzah for all 7 days is because of what? Because you are maktzah it initially for 7 days straight.
Shabbos, Yom Shishi is also chol.
No, but we're talking about Shishi going into Shabbos, the Ben HaShmoshes of Shabbos.
Right.
So everything has to be ready prior to Shabbos.
That's right.
If it's not ready prior to Shabbos, it remains out of bounds for the entire duration of Shabbos, irrespective of what happens.
Okay.
Now, the 7th day of Yom Tov, however, is Chol HaMoed. Is there any halacha that says everything has to be ready before the onset of the 7th day of Chol HaMoed? No such halacha. Therefore, I couldn't care less that on the night of the 6th going into the 7th, it was out of bounds, Ben HaShmoshes. That does not render it muktzah for the entire 7th. Why did it not render it muktzah for the entire 7th? Because the 7th is not Shabbos or Yom Tov. There's no migu. So until when will it be muktzah?
Well, the mitzvah.
Until it's muktzah, it's muktzah, and afterwards it's not muktzah. So why on earth should be muktzah after 8 o'clock in the morning? Don't tell me because of last night's migu. There is no last night's migu of 6 going into 7. There is a migu 7 going into 8, because 8 is Yom Tov. Or every Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos, because it's Shabbos. But the 7th day of Yom Tov, which is Chol HaMoed, the whole principle of migu going into that day, not leaving the day going into the 8th, but last night 6 going into 7, there is no principle of muktzah, of migu. Therefore, the only way you can possibly explain Rabbi Yochanan, if you want to know why is this Esrog out of bounds for the entire duration of the 7th, it's not because of last night's migu, because there is no last night's migu. You don't have to prepare before Chol HaMoed, you do have to prepare before Shabbos and Yom Tov. And once you have to prepare, there's a principle called the Hechinu, so then Chazal extended it, and they called it migu Ben HaShmoshes. Third day Chol HaMoed, fourth day Chol HaMoed, fifth day Chol HaMoed, there's no halacha of Heichinu. You can do whatever you like. Therefore, even if for some reason something is out of bounds, it's muktzah, but there's no principle of migu. And that's why, says the Ritva, if you look carefully, indeed, the Gemara did not say because of migu, regard to Esrog. The Gemara only said Migu with regard to Sukkah, because Sukkah, the issue is the Shmini. Oh, Shmini is Yom Tov. Means seventh, going into eight, everything has to be ready by the end of the seventh. And if it's not, meaning Ben HaShmosha is going into the eighth, game over, it'll remain Asa for the entire duration of the eighth. But the seventh, there is no principle of Migu. So why indeed did Rabbi Yochanan say it's Asa? The answer is because initially, before Yom Tov began, when you were Makze, your Esrog, you were Makze for the entire 7 days. What does that mean? Kloima. That means to say as follows. De'afal gav de Medina. Even though by the strict letter of the law, the din is b'shachris. When it comes to 8 o'clock in the morning on the seventh day, nofik bei v'huchan miyad. Surely it is now usable. So why indeed does Rabbi Yochanan disagree with Rish Lakish? Mikol mokim v'kiven deloy notal shachris yitoil bein ho'arbaim. Remember, you're now standing on Erev Yom Tov at the beginning of Sukkot. Now, you're not a Novi. Do you know on Erev Yom Tov what time you're going to shake your Esrog on the seventh day? You have no idea. You hopefully are going to daven Shachris at 7 o'clock, and therefore you will have shaken the Esrog by 8. Which means if all goes to plan, at 8 o'clock, there's really no reason why this Esrog should be Muktzah at all. But you didn't know that from the outset. Now, what is the halacha if somebody doesn't shake their esrog in the morning?
Shake it some other time.
You shake it at 9 o'clock in the morning, or 10 o'clock, or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So therefore, when he was standing with his esrog, an Erev Sukkos, what was he thinking to himself? I am being maktzit for as long as I may possibly need it. The chances are I will not need it after 8 o'clock in the morning, but I don't know that. And that's what it means. V'kevan d'loi notal shachris. If you didn't shake it shachris, yitoil bein ho'arbaim. Then when do you shake it? In the afternoon.
Even on Ben HaShemoshes, if you have
to. Oh, that we'll see, that not. Therefore, says the Ritzon, the bold words, therefore, hoyodaitoi. So what was his initial da'as? Lahak tsoisoi, to be maktzit mitchila, right from the outset, lekol yoim hashvi'i. Not just seventh day till 8 o'clock in the morning, but rather the entire duration of the seventh day. Why? Because shema yiposha. What does that mean, shema yiposha? Maybe there'll be some negligence. V'loi yitoil shachris, and for whatever reason he will not end up shaking the esrog in the morning. V'yitztarech litoil bein ho'arbaim. In which case he will have to take it in the afternoon. So it's true, there's a 90% chance that by 8 o'clock in the morning, this esrog now is all history. But you don't know that. There's always an outside chance, however remote, that you might oversleep and you might not be feeling well and you might lose your esrog and a million things could happen. So maybe you'll need it in the afternoon, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, until when? Miu, however, loy hayodaitoi lahak tsoisei. But his das was not to be maktit, elo leyoim hashvi'i shehu yoim borur. What does that mean, yoim borur?
Clearly.
When it's clearly the seventh day, meaning what?
Before,
not before mentioned.
Why not? She'ein derech lotzeis boy. Because you are not yotze the mitzvah ben hashmoshes on the seventh. Why not? Doha im loy not al kodem ben hashmoshes. Because if you did not shake the esrog before 7 o'clock at the end of the seventh day, shuv einoy noitel b'ben hashmoshes. You actually do not shake the esrog ben hashmoshes. Why not? Shu safik yom shmini. Dahavale sveika drabonon. It's a safik what? Drabonon. Why is it only drabonon? Because luluv and esrog is only a mitzvah drabonon from day 2 and onwards. which means come day seven, the midst of Esrog is Drabonon. If you come to Ben Ashmoshes, what's the halacha? Sofik Drabonon, a kulam. To Shar Yomim, because all other days besides for the first, Midrabonon who? Ben Ashmoshes, and what is Ben Ashmoshes? Shu Sofik Yomtiv, the Sofik Imchayev boy. Therefore, it's Bechlal Sofik where they're obligated. So therefore, we apply the principle of Havasfeika Drabonon. So we have a Sofik Drabonon and we're Mekel. Which means, it's true, this fellow is not a novel. And he does not know and he cannot know when he will shake the Esrog. So what does he think to himself? I'm hoping to shake the Esrog by 8 o'clock in the morning, but I don't know that that will be the case. So I'm makta it for as long as what?
You need it.
As long as I need it, which will be till when?
The end of the day. Until
Ben Ashmoshes, not including Ben Ashmoshes, only when the Yom is borrowed. But Ben Ashmoshes, I won't need it anymore. Why? Because even in the event that for whatever reason I didn't get around to shaking the Esrog, but come Ben Ashmoshes, I'm not mechuyev anymore. So Rabbanu Lakula. Therefore, the kiven shaloi hiktzehu, seeing as therefore you did not makze it mitchilo from the outset, Ben Ashmoshes, loi chalolov isa Ben Ashmoshes. Therefore, no Isser takes effects. Ben Ashmoshes, She'ein Isser, Toifes. Because the Isser does not grab hold of Bayoim Choyl, Yoiser, Mimashe Hikzeu. The Isser, which Isser? Of Mukta, will not take hold more than he was Makta'it. When was he Makta'it? Until?
Ben
Ashmoshes, not included on the seventh day. Poseidon. So the Muktzah is not here to make it worse for him. Okay. So a very, very important ritva here. The ritva has added for us a number of important points that we didn't know. Firstly, he explains to us what the entire principle of Mukta and Migu is. And it's all based on Vehechinu, which is a strictly Shabbos and Yom Tov principle. So come Shabbos, come Yom Tov, everything has to be ready. Miboid Yoim Mamish. What does that mean, Miboid Yoim Mamish? Clearly Erev Shabbos, or clearly Erev Yom Tov. Babein HaShmoshes is not clearly, it's really hazy. That's not good enough. Has to be ready before that. And if it isn't, that's it, Migu. What does Migu mean? Since it was Muktzah Ben Ashmoshes, it remains that way during the whole duration of Shabbos, even if the reason that initially rendered it Muktzah no longer applies. I'll give you an example. Imagine, we mentioned an example of an animal and Shechita. What would be, for example, if you had some clothes. You washed the clothes Friday afternoon. Five minutes before Ben Ashmoshes. Are these clothes wearable now, Ben Ashmoshes?
No,
they're absolutely drenched wet. Now, let's assume, we'll make an assumption, because otherwise we get involved in other issues of Gomer B'Deodom, which is not our issue. Imagine, under ordinary circumstances, on a day like this, where it's not hot, let's just assume, you know how long it takes for clothes to dry? An entire day. So you know, therefore, what? That these clothes, come Shabbos, were absolutely dripping, sopping, drenched, wet. There's nothing, you can't use them. All of a sudden, a nace happened. What was the nace? Turns out, unexpected, it was a boiling hot day. And you wake up Shabbos morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, and you see that my shirt, so my coat is now 100% dry. What's the loch? Can't use it. Mukta. Why not? One word answer. Migul. Bein Ashmoshes, it was out of bounds, it remains so. Even though the reason that rendered it Mukta in the first place no longer applies. Why they become muktzah in the first place? Because it was non-wearable, because it's sopping wet. It is wearable now. It's not sopping wet. Too bad, that's megal.
But you added this condition that we...
That's for technical reasons, but we're not getting involved in that thing. Therefore, so too over here as well.
But if you would expect...
But that's a different question. We're not getting involved in that. Therefore, so too over here as well. This esrog, or the sukkah, which is migu ben hashmoshes, which is muktzah ben hashmoshes of the seventh going into the eighth, will remain muktzah the whole day. But the esrog was only ever osa when, until you no longer need it for the mitzvah. When does that expire? Ben hashmoshes, the end of the seventh day. What are you going to say? No, but last night, day six, going into day seven, it was muktzah ben hashmoshes. So why do we say there's a migu there that should make it also the whole seventh day? And the answer is, there is no migu on day six and seven, because six and seven is weekday. There's only a migu and seven going into eight, because eight is Yod Yom Tov. That was one very, very important principle that the Ritva taught us. The other principle that the Ritva taught us was that initially, right from the outset, when you were deciding how long to put your esrog out of bounds, you thought to yourself, for as long as I might possibly need it. When is that until?
Up to
Ben Hashmoshes. But after Ben Hashmoshes, I won't need it. Why won't I need it? Because Ben Hashmoshes is a suffix. And the mitzvah of esrog is only a drabonon. Suffix drabonon, a kula. So, Moirai v'raboisai, let me ask you the following question now. If you happen to be in the Beis HaMikdash, where the mitzvah of Arba Minim for 7 days is Do'oiraisa. So when will your esrog be muktzah until? The end of Shmini! Why the end of Shmini?
Because it extends over into the eighth.
Because now it will be muktzah ben hashmoshes seven going into eight. Why? Because if you're in the Beis HaMikdash and you did not shake your esrog 10 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 7:15, what do you have to do? You do have to shake it now. Why? Because not a suffix derabonon. What is it? Suffix do'iraisa lechumra. So it was muktzah ben hashmoshes. Ah, I heard those words, muktzah ben hashmoshes. Sorry, migu. That means when Rabbi Yochanan told us that the esrog is not muktzah in the Shmini, he's obviously not talking about the Beis HaMikdash. He's talking about where the mitzvah of Arba Minim is drabonon, which is of course everywhere besides for the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Ben Hashmoshes is only a sofek drabonon. Sofek drabonon lekula. In which case, this esrog is totally useless. Ben Hashmoshes is not Huktzal Mitzvase. Therefore, if it is not out of bounds, Ben Hashmoshes is no Migu. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it would all be different. Having said that, we might now have a brand new understanding of Levi. Do you know what Levi told us? Levi said that the esrog is osa until when? So what did Tosis, how did Tosis explain that?
It's a gzeira.
Which means that what?
It's really okay.
It's really okay. Essentially, I agree to Rabbi Yechna. There's no real reason why it should be muktzah on the 8th. So why did we say it's muktzah on the 8th? It's a gzeira because of...
Sukkah.
If you tell people that the esrog is permissible on the 8th, they might make a mistake of thinking that the sukkah is also principle, is also permitted. Therefore, in order to avoid confusion, we're going to give them all one halacha, which is they're both osa. But maybe we can understand Levi differently now. Look at the Ritva number 2 on the sheets very briefly. Just go straight to the bold words. Imkain Tmiha Milsa. What does Tmiha Milsa Tuva mean? What does the Tema mean? It's a wonder. This matter is very, wondrous. Tuva means a lot. My Taima de Levi. What is the reason behind Levi? It's very wondrous. We can't understand why on earth did Levi render the Estrog out of bounds on the 8th. What's going on? Now, Uba Toisvus Tiritsu. We saw this Toisvus. De Levi Migzeira de Sukka. Hu de Osra. The reason why he forbids it is as a gzeira or to sukkah. De I shoris. What does shoris mean?
Permit.
If you come to permit be'esrog, what will people accidentally say? Osu. They will come lemishri besukkah to permit sukkah as well. So to avoid confusion, so that a mistake like that shouldn't happen, we make a gzeira. Va'achirim pirshu. But others explain differently. De Levi Sova. Do you know what Levi holds? De Kivan de Bemikdosh. Seeing as in the base of Migdosh a mitzvah soy kol shiva. In the base of Migdosh, the mitzvah of Arba Minim is all 7 days, meaning Doiraisa. Therefore, Yesh loy litla. Therefore, he would also need to shake it. Bein hashmoshes im loy notla b'shachar. So he kol hayom, if he didn't do it in the morning or the whole day. Mishum dahava sveika d'oraisa. In the Beis Hamikdash, unlike everywhere else, bein hashmoshes at the end of the 7th is not a sofek d'rabbonon. It's a sofek d'oraisa. Ve'ishtakach. And therefore, you could find a case where it really would be diskatzoi lebein hashmoshos midina. It really would be. That would be the din, not just a gzeira. Therefore, gozar Levi. That's why Levi made a gzeira, the titzar b'shmini, that it would become osa on the shmini. Why? Shemehera yibone beis hamikdash. Because we hope the Beis HaMikdash will be built speedily in our days. V'yoyimru, and what will people say? Ishtakid. What does ishtakid mean? Last year. Remember the base. Imagine the Beis HaMikdash comes now. What will everybody say? They'll say, 1 second. Last year, I remember that the Esrog was 100% fine on the 8th day. Mi loy ochalnu? Did we not eat our Esrog b'shmini? And what will they therefore say? If that's the case, hashtanami. So let us do the same now. Nechel will eat it as well. But now there'll be a mistake. Why will that be a mistake? Because if there's a Beis HaMikdash and you're in the Beis HaMikdash, then when is your Esrog out of bounds till?
The end of the 8th.
The end of the 8th, because the 7th going into the 8th is a Sofik Deiraisa. Therefore, the Ritva is telling you a brand new pshat. If you want to know why Levi says the Estrog is Muktzah on the 8th, Tosfos told us it's a Gzeira because of Sukkah. Others say, no, that's not the Gzeira. The reason why we're forbidding it on the 8th, because we're worried if the Beis HaMikdash will come, and then it really will be us on the 8th, there'll be mass confusion. What will people say? Didn't we eat it last year on the 8th? Can't we do the same as well now as well? We'll leave the last line for a moment.
We had the same construct.
Very good.
Before.
Where do we have this?
Where did we have it? Where we did it last year.
With Oimer, Chodosh. Very good. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, on the second day of Pesach, you're allowed to eat all the chadash, the new crop. When you're allowed to eat it, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, first thing in the morning.
Right.
When there is a Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait until
the end of the day.
No.
Until they bring the korban.
Until the korban.
They bring the korban.
So what did Chazal make gzeira? Nowadays, don't eat chadash the whole day. Right. Why? Because we're worried if the Beis HaMikdash will come, what will people say? Last year, didn't we eat it first thing in the morning?
Exactly.
So we'll do the same now. No! Last year, you were allowed to eat it first thing in the morning because there was no korban to wait for. But now there is a korban to wait for. And maybe the korban is only going to be sacrificed right at the end of the day. So therefore, we outlaw the whole day. Exactly the same principle. Exactly the same principle. Okay, a very, very beautiful ritva. So we have a different explanation. According to Tosfos, the Gezeirah of Esrog is because of Sukkah, and according to this alternative position, it's not because of Sukkah, but it's rather Gezeirah because of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we will hold it over here. And Amitz Hashem on Sunday, which is Rosh Chodesh, we will continue going from Omer Abzeira. Omer Abzeira, the first word on the line is La'ichla. Omer Abzeira. And we have much work to do. There is a Ritva, number 3 on the sheets. You should have a look at the Gemara. Just see those few lines. And then see number 3 on the sheets. And then keep going to the bottom of the Amud and over the top, where we're now getting involved in a brand new Shaila, complicated Shaila of what is the status of Shmini Atzeres, which is the 8th day of Sukkot, with regard to the mitzvah of Sukkah. And there's lots to see. There's number 4 and number 5 on the sheets. Plenty to be getting on with the mitzvah Shem.
Not invited to the
Chaim.
Oh, Mazal Tov.
Who's this?
Gabriel.
Gabriel, I matched her.
Yes,